It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. Today's the birthday of legendary American jockey Isaac Murphy, born near Lexington, Kentucky in 1861. He was the first jockey to be elected to the Hall of Fame at the National Museum of Racing in Saratoga Springs, New York. Official racing records show Murphy's winning percentage at 34.5. That has never been equaled in American horse racing. He was born to free black parents and grew up in Lexington, where his mother had moved the family after his father, a Union soldier, died in a Confederate prisoner of war camp. Murphy began racing in 1875 and was one of the first jockeys to pace his mount for a charge down the home stretch, a technique soon described as the grandstand finish. He rode upright and urged his mounts on with words and a spur rather than a whip. His win of the Travers Stakes at Saratoga Springs in 1879 assured his national fame. Murphy rode in the Derby 11 times and was the first jockey to win successive Derby crowns in 1890 and 1891. He was also the first three-time winner, and in 1884 he won the first American Derby in Chicago, then the most prestigious race of all. He won it again in 1885, 86, and 88. Murphy's successes meant that he became one of the highest-paid athletes in the United States. Also notable was his victory in a match race against Edward Snapper Garrison in June 1890. The race was among the most talked about of the time, not least because it pitted the era's best black jockey in America, Murphy, against the best white one, Garrison. By the mid-1890s, however, Murphy's ongoing battles with weight gain and alcoholism had severely curtailed his riding. Murphy's career waned at a time when participation by African Americans in American horse racing was declining as a result of racial discrimination. His accomplishments were often framed in racial terms. Some sports writers referred to him as the colored archer, in reference to Murphy's contemporary Frederick Archer, a British champion jockey, while others suggested that Archer should instead be referred to as the White Murphy. After World War I, Murphy's career and those of other black jockeys, such as Willie Sims and James Wakefield, were largely overlooked until the mid-20th century. Isaac Murphy died of heart failure in 1896 in Lexington, and over time his unmarked grave in African Cemetery No. 2 was forgotten. During the 1960s, Frank B. Borries, Jr., a University of Kentucky press specialist, spent 3 years searching for the gravesite. In 1967, Murphy was reinterred at the Old Man of War burial plot, and with the building of the Kentucky Horse Park, his remains were moved to be buried again, next to Man of War at the entrance to the park. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 16th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.